I already came once. God, but I just felt like I needed to come again. The first time I was listening to an audio and I was using my dildo, I didn't record it. It was some me time. Because to be honest, I've found that I come a lot faster if I'm like not recording, if I'm not any other, activities, like if I'm just within myself. But yeah. So I was using my dildo as I love to do. And I came from like penetration only, which I love doing. It's not uncommon if I'm using my dildo, like it can't just happen, with anyone. It has to be kind of girthy. But anyway, I digress. I came from penetration only, which was kind of crazy. Not crazy, sorry, I'm like, obviously, I'm like touching myself still, so I'm like a little scatterbrained. But anyway, it was good. It was really good. And while it feels like a full orgasm, like, I don't get that, like, overstimulated, like, need to stop touching myself, like, need to calm down, and like, it's like, feels almost the same, but there's like one element, like one intense element that's just not there that I don't know how to describe really, like right now. And I thought I would be good, I thought I would just like go about my day, but then I like took the dildo out and went to take a break, like just like breathe, and take 10 minutes to relax. And then I was like, fuck me, I'm fucking horny again. Tale as old as time. So I spit all over the dildo, stuck her back in, grabbed my toy, and now I'm trying for round two. Oh my God. Just like have the dildo inside me, like creating pressure, kind of. I'm not really moving it, but I'm usually like wet enough and like tight enough, slash, I'm like contracting enough that I'll like just push it straight out, like shoot that bad boy right out of me. So my legs are like kind of closed to hold it in. And then I have my like clit sucker on. My clit, obviously. My tits are out. Don't know if you've been here before, but I do have big tits. I hope you're into that. If you're not, that's, fine, to each his own, but your loss. God, I'm imagining you down in between my legs. sucking on my clit. Sucking on my clit. They're fingering me. Oh yeah, fingering the fuck out of me. Looking up all the mess you make. You're making me very messy. Oh, God. I'm actually, I don't know if this is like not sexy for some of you to think about, but I'm actually thinking about last night, because I got laid last night. That's exactly what he did. God. He sucked on my clit. Fucking finger blasted me. Until it came all over his face. Oh, God, it was so hot. God. Now I wish you were here to do it again. Replicate it. And then I was so wet. I was so wet and he was so fucking hard. He just rubbed. He rubbed my pussy all over his face. And just got it everywhere. He wanted to be covered in me, in my juices, in my pussy juice. Oh, God. And he wanted me to sit on his face. So I did. Oh. Fuck. So I did. God, and then he started to eat my ass. He was eating my ass. Oh, my pussy was rubbing up against his face. Oh my God. And then he had me get off and bend over, ass up, face down. Oh. Fuck, and then he railed me. He railed me from behind. Fuck. Oh, it's just like nothing I love more I'm being fucked. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh God, I wish you were fucking me. Oh my God, that'd be so good for you. Would be so good for you. My God, if you just let me come on your cock, I'll do anything you want. That's all I want. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Please. Oh my God, yes. Yes. Oh yeah. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Yes. Please. Please. Oh my God. Oh my God, I feel like I haven't spoken in like a couple minutes. Sorry. Worried I'm flying too close to the sun here a little bit. Like, I don't know if it's gonna happen. Fuck me, it feels so good though. I think I'll give it one more try. I feel like what happens is like, have I explained this before? I don't know. Like I get so close, I can like feel myself at the edge of a cliff. Like imagine, have you ever seen or have you been like videos of people like bungee jumping or something and they're like on the little platform and they're like, you have to step off. And they're like, no, can you push me? And the instructors are like, no, we can't push you. We legally can't push you. And they're like, oh my God, but I'm afraid. Like, I feel like that has to be what's happening inside my body. Like, I don't know what I'm afraid of. I don't know why I can't just do it. But I'm like, please, will somebody please push me? They're like, no, that's illegal. You have to do it yourself. And I'm like, fuck. And then, like, imagine that, like, while you're on the ledge, the bungee ledge, and you're being told you have to jump, but you're afraid, and there's, like, there's no real solution here. You are also, like, battling the most mundane, intrusive thoughts, like, thinking about strawberry matcha and what you're gonna have for lunch. Like really hard to be me. Sorry, I just kind of like burped a little bit. Is that really gross to admit? Like, I feel like you might have heard it, so I feel like I had to like own up to it. So, sorry. Oh my God. Know, there are some girls who like come easier on their second orgasm, and like, this is how I know I am not God's favorite. Because nothing has ever been less true. Oh. Oh. Okay, I quit. Sorry, sorry, I know I can hear the booing and the aww. Trust me. Listen, if you want to hear me come so you don't feel like I've let you down, as in, like left you hanging, there are other ones where I orgasm, so go hit up one of those. Enjoy that. And then you can come back here to hear me ramble if you're into that. Or you could stay. You could stay with me here, and edge a little bit. Let me finish and then go listen to me come. Dealer's choice, but I'm sure you can guess who my favorite kings are. Okay, well, a little disappointing. But I did come once, so maybe I was just getting a little greedy. And now is the time when I share a little fun fact, maybe a little update. Like, admittedly, telling you about the situation in Nepal was not a fun fact. It was just a current event. Though, again, I'm still not an expert in what's happening, but like, kind of a cool fact at least. Seems kind of badass. Anywho, any whomst. Okay, fun fact and or update or just a piece of information. Okay, got one. I don't know if you were aware of this either. This is just more news. Welcome to my news corner. On, I want to say Saturday, yes, on Saturday, there was a like full-blown racist mob protest in the United Kingdom, in I believe London, probably London, given it's the capital. I'm not like looking at the news, so apologies if any little details get misconstrued. But yeah, there was like a disgusting protest full of racists and nationalists, white nationalists, like telling immigrants to go home and talking about how much they hate all non-white people. And it's disgusting. There were like over 100,000 people, I think, is the like count that the like government gave or something. So that's gross. And I think, a big sobering reminder that the problems that we have in America, in Canada, are also across the pond in Europe. So yeah, that's gross. And I wish all racists, a very gaining critical thought. Always remember, you are closer to homelessness than you are to becoming a billionaire. And also, your enemy is not your fellow workers and your fellow citizens. It is the elite ruling class and the capitalists. Okay, that's it for my corner. That was fun. If I can't come, I'm glad I could at least spread the good word. So, hope you had fun. I have fun. I don't know why I'm yelling now. I guess I'm revived. I think I'm gonna go make the matcha that I was thinking about, in my intrusive thoughts. And yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say. That's the end of that. All right. Kisses. Bye.